Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, tonight we're grateful to be in your house and to be in your presence. I pray the Lord you speak to our hearts, affect our lives, change our lives, oh God. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, you may be seated, please. So all those who are very active in the service, please let's talk after church. If you're very active, whatever you do to make the service run, I want to have a short word with you right after service. Amen. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Amen. Are you glad to be here tonight? Yes. All right. Okay. So we're talking about the, what are we talking about? Sorry? What are we talking about? Oh, what are we talking about? The bad thoughts of non-tithers. Bad thought. Where is the chair here? Where did it go? Can we put a chair back there, please? Quickly. Is there a chair from somewhere? Where is that particular chair? Where's Kevin? He's not here. Jesus said, people have eyes, but they don't see. If you've never understood that scripture, you must understand it tonight. Having eyes, yet they don't see. So we're talking about the bad thought. Or bad what? Bad what? Thoughts of non-tithers. We're looking at tithing. We're saying that people don't tithe. People don't give a tenth of their increase because of some bad things that runs through their heads. Because for somebody not to do what God is saying we should do, it got to be something that is not right, that is making them not do what they are doing. And for that, you have to even think about yourself for that matter. That if I don't pay tithe, what does it make me? How do I look before God when I don't tithe? Are you with me? And I believe that many of the things we suffer from in the church are as a result of things that we have grown up with. A lot of the things we have grown up with are the things that are fighting us, that we are manifesting and we are showing in the church. So, for example, if you are not used to authority, then you will not respect or regard authority. So anything that comes from authority, you will not take it serious. Because you have not grown up with authority. You have not experienced what can happen to you if you disobey or disregard authority. I don't know if you are following me so far. Because if you grow up with authority and you disobey authority, then your buttocks will become red. But if you don't grow up with authority, and when I say grow up with authority, you can even have a man in the house, but you don't experience authority. There are some type of men in the house that you better don't try. I don't know why Prince is laughing. You better don't try. It's like this thing, you can do it outside, but you don't bring it in here. You know. When they look at you like that, you fix yourself. But there are many of us younger people, even some older ones, who did not grow up with authority. And therefore, have grown up doing whatever they feel like doing. So when we join the church, then we have problem with the main authority, which is the Bible. That we don't do things according to the Bible. Now what the Bible says, we don't mind what the Bible says. And when the pastor says it, who is the pastor? Even when God says it, I don't do it. How much about the pastor? Then when it comes to your fellow church member, ask for that one. If they bring themselves, you curse them from head to toe. Because you did not grow up in a structured environment, and therefore when you come to a place like that, you are like a wild animal who has come to town. So when God says in Leviticus chapter 27 verse 30 that the tithe is mine, saith the Lord, you don't think about that. You rather entertain and develop thoughts that affect your habit, affect the way you do things. And I mentioned here, and it's a known thing, that your life depends on what is in your head. It's true. Your life depends on what is in your head. What you entertain in your head, that is how your life is going to be. Yeah. You see, we say we are not paying for buses. People are not coming. It's okay, cry. The fewer, the merrier. 50,000 maximum a month. Me paying nothing more. If you don't come Tuesday, it's God we serving, isn't it? I'm excited there are only a few people here. I like that. I can preach better. Amen. It tells you that the rest, they are all weeds, grass. Yeah. Let me not say something I don't have to say. Okay, so we develop bad thoughts, and that is what we're looking at when it comes to tithing. Little Pastor Kenneth, are you there? When it comes to tithing, your face is shining, pa. Hey, you're not easy. Now, you have to look at the church in a certain way to understand all these things that God wants us to do. You see, the church is like a home. Or the church is like a country. You cannot have people who rebel against authority. You get it? Yesterday we were talking about Joe Harmon, right? What is going on in the country. And I was saying that, you see, when PPP was in, because people were fed up with them, whatever was in the newspaper, we'll believe it and all of that, isn't it? And now that the new government has come, it looks as if something has not changed. So you may want to analyze the journalistic culture of Kaicho News and see whether something is wrong with the reporters or not. Or is every government that is so bad? Isn't it a good thing to think about? And somebody wrote a letter in the newspaper, and I think it was a very, very good article the person wrote, a letter he wrote. I mean, and one of the things that I just understood that person, and I agree with him, is that there are people who are running a country. We should allow them to run a country. Newspapers don't run countries. I mean, no matter what happens, we have elected people who are going to be there for 5 years. Of course, if the boss man of the group feels that this person is bad, he must fire them. Unless there's also a clear evidence of something that was wrong. So far, because if I'm traveling, and Pastor Ralph knows that I'm traveling, I may be going on an official visit. But Pastor Ralph can say, you know, Ralph, I want to go with you. If you see Pastor Ralph with me in the plane, you shouldn't come and say, hey, church pay for Pastor Ralph too? So the fact that Pastor Ralph is close to me and I'm traveling, he wants to travel, it means that the church has done something wrong to pay for my ticket and also pay for Pastor Ralph's ticket. What's your evidence? Because he's a bad man, so he can't travel with me. Oh, huh? You don't understand what I'm trying to say. So you see, we have to probably mature in our minds as to how people tell us things. Otherwise, the moment the newspaper says, we jump and say, hey! Jadio has suffered, though. I tell you. So are we going to entertain this same thing for the next how many years? You know, I don't know. We'll have to think about it. Have to think about it, because this small one China trip with Brian Tiwari, that's shaking the country. It's shaking some political parties. Really, what is the wrong thing, really? That he appointed somebody? Okay, the appointment has been rescinded. Finished. Who doesn't make a mistake? Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So, I mean, if you don't take it, people say, oh, maybe you're I'm not APNU, I'm not anybody. I'm just trying to reason. You, yellow and green. He's the APNU guy. There's another APNU lady in the congregation there. Me, I'm black and white. I'm Jesus. Jesus party. Like T-shirt, proper. black pants. Crazy. You know. So, the church is like that. You have to understand that every nation, every home, all the homes that you can, all the women, wonderful women who come to church all the time, who are married, who are not married, and all of that, they run homes. And they can tell you that they need money to run the home. So if you tell Sister Anita here that, girl, what do you need money for? Yeah, very beautiful question, isn't it? Because it means if somebody asks you what you need money for, it means the person doesn't understand anything about life. Jelly something. No, there's not a single individual here in the church, thank you, who does not live or run on money. And there's no home, there's no country that doesn't run on cash. When the new government came, people are saying that the cash is somewhere, cash is gone, cash is not in the system. People are complaining about that. We forget to realize that the church also is like a nation, and it's money that can run the church. But you see, God, because in the church, there's a system. In a country, there's a system that money or income is generated. You have revenues. You pay tax, income tax. You have, when you bring in a vehicle, they say pay, what's carbon? They pay excise tax, import duty. They say this, cost insurance and freight. They do some calculations. Sato will do some calculations. And they say 2 million for the car you brought. Hey, 2 million? Why? This little bit vehicle? Yeah, it's 2 million. And people bring a container full of beverages, alcohol, Heineken, and things like that. And when they get to the wife, they'll say, oh, it's juice. The customer officer will go and open the container and say, yeah, it's juice. And he will sign and say, packet. Because you are going to pay 15 million. I've written juice. So the 15 you're going to pay, now you're going to pay 2. So the 13, we got to bust it into 2. 6.5 million for you, 6.5 million for me. Yeah. If you see some customs officers, their houses and the cars they drive. Yeah. They're busting things into 2. Yeah. Runnings. So
in the church, it's the same thing. Our means of financing is tithes and offerings. That is what God has established in his word. He said, bring ye therefore the tithe into what? Into the storehouse, into the house, that there may be room. Malachi chapter what? By now it should have been on. That there may be meat, that there may be meat in mine house. Meat is not iguana or beef. No, meat is there will be something that will produce something on the table. Something that we can use. There will be money in the church. Anybody who doesn't like to hear about money in the church, something is wrong. Because you even the place you live, you are not happy about the place, but you have to pay every month. And you can't say you won't pay. If you don't pay, you sleep outside. Yeah. Those of you who are landlords and landladies, if your tenant doesn't pay their rent, the first of the month, 1st May, when you pray, you finish doing your quiet time, you are singing upstairs. It's 7:30. You know, normally the bottom flat, the tenant on the bottom flat, they leave around 7:30. So 1st May, you are singing and shouting, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Yeah, I mean, there's excitement on that day. 7:45, you hearing nothing. You go down, say, hey, where else? Onika ho? Onika de home? Onika gone to walk. And you say, who is this? Yeah, landlords and landladies, they are noisy. You can't miss a day. No, because Monica, come. Hey. But there's, you see, something at courts and singers, they got to pay. So if you don't pay your rent, you are causing some problem somewhere. You have to look at it. I mean, how can you live in somebody's house and then you decide not to pay rent? What do you mean? Have you built a house before? Do you know how people got the house they are living inside? That you have a place to come and rent? It's the same thing with tithe. What do you mean that you don't pay tithe? What do you mean that you will not contribute to the house of the Lord? What kind of thoughts are coming into your head to live in a house, use light, use water, at the end of month say that you won't pay? What kind of bad thought is that? What kind of bad thought is that? That you won't pay? No tithe. My money a little bit. Your money a little bit? Can you tell your master, your tenant? Can you tell Dwight, your boss, is your landlord? Can you tell him that, brother, we is go to church. Let me pray for you for this man. We got money. I got tongues to give you. Shaka, branda. I've paid my rent for this man. You see what he go tell you? The next thing I've got, after church, Clive comes in. Reverend, please, I won't see you. You think he's going to ask you some Bible questions? He said, you know, Shevin is lived by we. Reverend, you know that brother, 2 months now, he pay no rent. You see how the pastor will be brought into tenancy agreement. You know, when you were signing, the pastor wasn't there. It's so fantastic. So you can see that it's a very bad thing for a tenant to say that he won't pay rent. For somebody to even borrow, you lend somebody money. And then they say, it's very difficult to retrieve the money. What is going on in your head? Greedy, you come and borrow somebody's money. You don't want to bring the money back. What is going on in your head? Huh? So when God has instituted in his church that tithes must be given, that is what creates the resource and the strength in the church for the church of God to proceed and to go forward and do well. It can only be a bad demonic thought that will make you say, in pain. It can only be a bad thought. So we're looking at some of the demonic ideas people get when it comes to contributing to the church of God. Like last night,
When I heard you say your back is hurting you, I said, it's a bad thought. It's killing your teeth. Tonight, you didn't say your back is hurting you tonight. I am far older than you. My back, my shoulder, something, but I was there. I was there. Walking. Young man, your waist is strong. I mean, if we check, take you to the mechanical, we check. You see that the hydraulics are working. Look at the things you are bringing out. You see your back hot? I said, man, your back ain't hot, man. How can your back hot? Back hurting? No. You take paracetamol and then you're on the move. Yeah. So how can you be part of the church of God, the kingdom of God, and not contribute? Something has come into your head. There is some ideas you are getting. You are getting it from a very wrong source. They are bad ideas. So when you say that your money is a little bit, there's another one. I earn too little to pay tithes. You earn too little to pay rent? Then go to the shelter, Isla Penitence, behind the police station. Go to the shelter. It's free, isn't it?
Free bread, free breakfast.
Free bed, free breakfast. I hope you don't have to go in early to get a place to sleep. You gotta go in early, right? If you go in late, you don't get no place. Look, the gate is locked too. The gate is locked too. The gate is locked too. Yeah, that's what they're telling me. The gate is locked too. So you see, no, you think about it too. So if even it is free and the gate is locked too. Then you think about it. When you come to the church, you see, and the church is a spiritual environment. So when the church spiritual gate lacto, you don't understand. I'm preaching a good message. Yeah. If the shelter that is free, the gate is lacto, then in the church, even though this gate physically is open, even though this door is open, even though you come and sit in the church, there's a spiritual gate, a spiritual door that God opens. He says, I will open the windows of heaven. Jesus said, I am the one who holds the key of David. I close and nobody can open, and I open and nobody can close. The key that he has to open, the door that is locked over your life. If yeah, when you don't pay, they lock the gate. The gate is locked. Provision is gone. Provision is a lacto. Yeah, you must write in your book lacto. Everything lacto. You realize that even the free thing, look at the restrictions. The one that is supposed to be free, if I expected the gate to be open all night, because if it's a shelter, then it's like anybody, anytime you want to come in. Look at that, the gate is locked too. So what do you expect God? So God should just always give you when you don't give back. So I want our minds to work in a certain way. You see, let's say even if you live with somebody and you don't pay rent, right? Even that, you gotta be very uncivilized and uncultured to just go in and out, bath, iron your clothes,
and eat free and not give anything at the end of the month. Something got to be wrong with you. Look at the provisions we are enjoying as people of God. Do you know what it takes for your sin to be forgiven? Blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven. Do you know what it cost? Do you know what it cost for your sins to be forgiven? Even that one alone. We can't reward God for it. Then, the provisions and the protection. Look at this policeman who drowned the other day. Is it police or soldier? Policeman. Police. And the people are going to police. People are going to the army. Just to go and get drowned in what? Is it Kaito Falls where they were going to control something? The boat, what kind of boat is that, Prince? What kind of waters are these that they go in? Is that same ignorant thing that police people have? No life vest. The same thing with an army officer who is doing a covert operation with his wife on the front seat. And then he dies and his wife dies too. Yeah. For truth. So, you can't begin to have thoughts when it is time for you to contribute. You must feel much more obligated to give a tenth of your increase to the Lord. You must be obligated. I mean, it is something you say, you know what? That is why there must be a certain attitude that when your money comes, like me, I'm paid by the church. It's not a secret. It's a secret. I'm paid by the church. I tell the people, when you pay me, I want to see only my money. Don't put God money inside. So when they are paying me, they take their tithe already. So when I see the money in my account, I smile. I can punch any amount I want to punch. Because all of that is mine. Because me won't take no card and put nothing inside and wait for first Sunday and come and stand here. What about when first Sunday comes and then 1,000 is gone? Me want no trouble. Yeah. Because once 1,000, 2,000 goes, then you say, it's my next month. Then you see who you have become? When it comes to God, you are telling God, please, next month I'll pay you back. Something bad has started happening. So with all the things that we need in the church, and we even need for ourselves, we must feel more obligated to pay our tithe rather than having a bad thought that I earn little. Point number two. I am broke, so I cannot pay tithes. It's very close to point number one. So not only do I earn little, I broke. Canola, I broke. I'm broke. I'm broken. Oh, who is not broken? 99% of the people are broken. Everybody is broken. As for broke, many people are broke. Oh, is that Lynette? How many people are not broke in this world? A lot of people are broke.
Yeah.
Yeah. People want to do things and not pay. If you give them the chance, oh, God, they'll go without pay. Everybody needs money. Told him, I'm broke. Who is not broke? We're all broke. Some are broken and broken. But we're all broke. Janela, are you not broke sometimes? Yeah, I'm sure you're broke. Even as you are sitting there, you're broken. She's shaking her head. want to look at the scripture, isn't it? Okay. You see, let's look at this Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 14. Deuteronomy chapter 26 and verse 14. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning. Let's start from 12. Maybe to help a little bit. When thou has made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase the third year, which is the year of tithing. There was a year called tithing. Hey, that year, you tithe almost on everything. Tithing is overemphasized. Like how we have evangelism month in July. It's a month where whether you like evangelism or you have to evangelize. The third year is the year of tithing. He said, which is the year of tithing, and has given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled. Then thou shalt say before the Lord thy God, I have brought away the hallowed things out of mine house. Hallowed or hallowed. Hallowed things. Hallowed means the Verig, the special set aside things. God deserves things to be set aside. Even your brokenness. Brokenness. Where's Cromwell? Brokenness is what I long for. And also have given them unto the Levite and unto the stranger, to the fatherless and to the widow, according to all thy commandments which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. Verse 14 says, I have not eaten thereof in my mourning. What he's saying is that I did not eat it when I was broke. Do you have a New Living Translation? Let's see how it says. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning. In my mourning is when you are sad. Somebody, you got a dead. Prince, is that how we say it? Or you say, somebody died. Somebody died. You got a dead. like we lack the place also, isn't it? I have not eaten any of it while in mourning. You see, because in emergency situations, you pull up all your resources to be able to meet the emergency situation. If that's why Christmas time, people seem to furnish their house. Whilst all throughout the year, they don't buy anything. Christmas time is like emergency. Right? It's a time of mourning. It's like, it's serious. Ah, how do you want me to spend this time without some new things in my house? So they whether it's a loan, whether it's some savings, whether it's some credit union, whether it's some gratuity now they are going to fight for, or whatever, they have that season, something new must happen in the house. Now, it is compared to the day when you are mourning, the day when you are sad, the day when there's an emergency, when GPL has come. God's calling you. Singer. Your water. GW have come to cut off your water. GPL coming. GTNT also is coming. I mean, it's a day of sadness. The Bible says that I have not eaten of the tithe, the hallowed things that you commanded me to give to the Levites, to the fatherless, to the stranger, and to the widow. He says that I did not take anything out of it when I was hot. When I turned to the left and turned to the right, I couldn't find any help. I did not touch that which belongs to you. I have not touched it while I was ceremonially unclean. I have not offered any of it to the dead. I have not obeyed the Lord my God. I have obeyed the Lord my God, and have done everything you commanded me. Can you believe it? Oh, our tithe. How we use, we are broke. Someone said, my rent is high. Who told you to make your rent high? Yeah. So, in the time of your mourning, you are taking of it because of your rent. Because of, so, you know, I live with my mother, and my mother needed money bad. Sometimes even husbands and wives, sometimes husband or wife is looking at your tithe when they need some money. It's true. I've heard a lot of it in the church. Yeah. I know some wives and some husbands, when they see their spouse's tithe card, they say, hey! Money. The church is eating with money. You take the church away, you see what will happen to you. So, this verse is trying to tell us that there were some people who did not develop any bad thinkings when they entered into unceremonial uncleanness. In times of trouble and in times of hardship, they were not tempted to take away from the Lord what the Lord commanded them to give to Him. So you can't say, I'm broke. That's why I didn't pay my tithe. I have not eaten of it while in mourning. Now, you, let's look at it practically. If you do that to your landlord, no, you will not be happy. Is it possible that the one who also gives us protection, that when we don't do what he asks us to do, that he also takes the lack from the door? You know what landlords do? 1 month, you delay. Those who are a little more patient, if they are giving you light, then they discarded the light. No. If you are using water, then they take the water away. Oh, I've heard stories where people were sharing light and water. When the rent payment is late, by the time they go home, light is off. And then they say, you can hear the landlord watching television. Yeah. Landlord watching TV. You see, you are sitting down like a nice Christian lady, a Christian brother, but you as a landlord, you do them things. You sit down and you watch your death announcement. They say, oh, chair, you got to pay your rent. And you watching that in the sweet by and by. You watching death announcement. And your tenant downstairs is in pitch darkness. And you are very happy. It's the next time you pay your rent. Yeah. No, you think about it though. Where did we get our things from? From God. Bible says He created us in His image and in His likeness. So the way we treat people and the way we do things, some of it is from God. Yeah. The wicked ones is not from God, but the intention, you see, the intention of taking somebody's light, you see, you are trying to say, no, you can't do that. It's principle. You can't. That's why those who go to America and things, you see anybody say that
they are sleeping outside before. You got to do 20 jobs
to pay your rent.
Here you tell your, where was it? Was it London? When I was in London the other day, there was a lady who is not working and she's renting somebody's house. And then we ask her, Ned, you remember? And she says, oh, the lady, Anna, she's not paying rent.
Yeah, I think she says she's not paying rent. No, the lady understand.
The lady understand that she's not paying rent and she's in the house.
About 3 months she has not paid rent.
About 3 months she has not paid the rent. The lady understand. What a nice lady. You wait. You wait. A time will come, you say, girl, you overdoing this thing here. No, it's not possible anywhere that you can have an unending provision without having to give something in return. There's nothing here on earth like that. If you experience something like that, you should be very afraid. And I'm saying that when you decide to say, you know, you are broke, I have a lot of expenses. Who created the expenses? It's you. When you are creating the expenses, you forgot that there's something that is hallowed. There's something that is sacred. There's something that is holy. That your expenses cannot center around that thing. It cannot. Look at something here. Leviticus chapter 27 verse 31. New Living Translation will help us, I'm sure. If you want to redeem the Lord's tenth of the fruit or grain, you must pay its value plus 20%. It means if you eat your tithe, you have to pay it with interest. Yeah. If you want to redeem the Lord's tenth of the fruit or grain, you must pay its value plus interest, 20%. God is an accountant. He's an auditor also. You see, that's why in the New Testament, we are so blessed that we can thief God's money and still say hallelujah in the church. Can you imagine that on Sunday morning, God has his ledger and he's looking into the church and he's marking those who owe him. He said, this one, 2 months, 40%. So look at that one, how he's shouting and singing, 60%. And he's marking. And so look at that person, how he's hallowing on the floor like heaven is coming. He said, that one is 120% interest. Overdraft. It's fantastic. So let us not say that we are broke and therefore we can't pay tithe. Broke, brokenness, broken, brooked, broke ups, whatever broke it is. It has nothing to do with that special tenth that's supposed to go to God. If I were you, I will not even look at the tenth when my money comes. I will close my eyes and do my calculations with the tenth. Remember, last week I was saying that God is able. Unless you don't believe it. My time is up. Stand to your feet, please. My landlord, I don't hear from him at all. You know, when I want to hear from him, do you know what I do? I don't pay the rent on time. No matter where he is, he will call me. Is it pastor? Everything good? I know why he's asking that. That's everything good. Me get a thing yet. I said, don't worry. Tomorrow. It's all right. You come by me, or I come by you. So, no, I'll come by you. It's all right. Tomorrow? Okay. All right. Good. Everything else, okay. Otherwise, I tell you, It's amazing. I mean, I don't like to bother my landlord, call this, today, that. But so he's a very happy landlord. He doesn't get any call from me. He rather calls me. He said, buy me here from everything, all right? So sometimes, you don't even want to come and check if your house is still there. Because he gets his money. One time, it delayed. I think the bank did something. Hey! He called me. He said, bye, go to the bank and howl upon them. I said, you have to go and misbehave in the bank because of your money? Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't. The date we have agreed, I can't miss that day. I'll get a call. Even if he's in China, he'll call me. I tell you. I'm sure that day he probably goes to the bank and then check whether the thing has come or not. Hey, God is also probably checking at the end of the month. I said, God is also probably checking at the end of the month to see whether you are responding correctly and properly to all the things he gives you. May the Lord help us to be faithful in our tithing. Father, I pray for your people. Understanding the entrance of your word. The Bible says that it brings light and it gives understanding to the simple. I thank you for understanding that has come, that we will not be tempted in times of our unceremonial uncleanness, in the times of our mourning, in the times of our difficulty. We will not put being broke above respecting, obeying, and honoring God. Because we know that if we are able to do what God tells us to do, then he in return, who is more faithful, will do greater things in our lives. I pray that we will not lack this grace of tithing. We will not fall short in this ability to tithe. May we tithe from every single increase that comes into our lives. Freely have we received, and therefore we cannot withhold, but also freely give to the Lord. Thank you for speaking to us tonight. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. You are here tonight, you are not saved, you are not born again. We can't leave tonight without ushering you into the kingdom of God. Pastor, please, pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Pastor, please, pray for me. Pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to go to heaven when I die. I need eternal life. I may have a little money, I may have a little place to stay and all of that, but I need life eternal. Life eternal comes through believing in Jesus. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to receive Jesus tonight. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand above your head so I can pray with you. Pastor, please pray for me. Your right hand up high. Pastor, please pray for me. Your right hand up high and I'll pray with you. I want to go to heaven when I die. Please pray for me. Your right hand. Your right hand. Your right hand. Your right hand. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.